In the first 8 slokas of the 11th chapter, we discussed about Arjuna's request to Krishna, and Arjuna wanted Krishna to show his universal form, and that is in the first 4 slokas. And in the next 4 slokas, 5 to 8, Krishna described his universal form to Arjuna. Did not show, he described his universal form. Then Arjuna sees the universal form. Now Krishna starts displaying and Arjuna sees. So Krishna is showing the universal form and Arjuna is seeing. Who will describe it now to us? Sanjaya will describe. Okay. Sanjaya describes Arjuna's vision of universal form. So far Krishna is speaking or Arjuna is speaking. Now both of them are engaged in some way. So someone has to take over, right? Someone has to narrate. Arjuna is doing it. Sanjaya is doing that now. 9th sloka. That's why Sanjaya comes into picture. Sanjaya uvacha.
Sanjaya uvacha.
Eva muktva tato rajan.
Eva muktva tato rajan.
Mahayogeshwaro harihi.
Mahayogeshwaro harihi.
Darshayam asa parthaya.
Darshayam asa parthaya.
Paramam rupam aishwaram.
Paramam rupam aishwaram.
Eva muktva tato rajan mahayogeshwaro harihi. After describing his universal form, that Hari, that Supreme Lord Krishna, who is Mahayogeshwara, who is the Lord of all mystic opulences, Darshayam Asaparthaya, he began to display his universal form. Paramam Rupam Aishwaram. And what is that Rupam? That Rupam is a display of Parama Aishwaram. Mystic, great divine mystic opulence. Okay. Krishna displayed them. And Arjuna started seeing it. What all Arjuna has seen, Sanjaya is going to describe in the next several verses. 10th sloka. Aneka vaktra nayanam.
Aneka vaktra nayanam.
Aneka adbhuta darshanam.
Aneka adbhuta darshanam.
Aneka divya bharanam.
Aneka divya bharanam.
Divya neko adyata yudham.
Divya neko adyatayam.
Divya malyam varadharam.
Divya malam varadharam.
Divya gandhanulepanam.
Divya gandhanulepanam.
Sarvashcharyamayam devam.
Sarvashcharyamayam devam.
Anantam vishvatomukham.
Anantam vishvatomukham.
Aneka vaktra nayanam. In that form, Arjuna has seen. Aneka means not one. Eka is one. Aneka means unlimited. Okay. Aneka vaktra nayanam. He has seen so many faces and so many eyes. Aneka adbhuta darshanam. He has seen so many wonderful visions. Adbhuta is wonderful. Darshanam is vision. Aneka adbhuta darshanam. Aneka divyabharanam. And those forms are decorated with very divine ornaments. Unlimited ornaments. Divyanekodhyata ayudham. And those forms are also holding ayudhas. Different divine celestial weapons. Which are unlimited. Divya malyambaradharam. And those forms are also wearing different divine garland. Malya ambara dharam. Ambara is this dress. Mala is the garland. Divya gandhanulepalam. They are also anointed with this divya gandha. Very divine fragrance or sandalwood. Then sarvashcharyamayam devam. And these forms that Arjuna is seeing, they are filled with all kinds of wonders. Sarva ashcharyamayam. Anantam Vishvatomukham. It is Ananta form of the Lord. Vishvatomukham means it's all pervading. You can see that form everywhere. It's not that in front of you. You turn your face like this, you can't see. No. You see there also. You turn your face like this, you'll see there also. All directions are filled with these forms. Okay. So, 12th sloka. Now you see, in these two verses, the repeated use of the word many. Many means aneka. Okay. Indicates that there was no limit to the number of hands, mouths, legs and other manifestations Arjuna was seeing. These manifestations were distributed throughout the universe. And by the grace of the Lord, Arjuna could see them while sitting at one place. Things are there all over the place. You need to go for a tour. Now you came to this land, which may be 100 acres land. And then you want to see, have a tour. It will take 1 hour for you to take the tour. You take tours, right? Huh? Different spots of this place. Now you sat at one place, everything is shown to you on a PPT, on a display. For you, you show PPT, but Krishna doesn't show PPT. You sit there and keep walking, pausing in all directions. Everywhere you will see everything. Okay. 12th sloka. दिवि सूर्य सहस्रस्य भवेद् युगपदुत्थित। हियर इफ हंड्रेड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ सन्स वर टू राइज एट वन पॉइंट, their radiance must resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Lord in this universal form. Now summer has begun. It's March now, ending of March. So it's very hot now. Now early morning we are able to tolerate the heat. So when it comes to middle of the day, 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, it becomes too hot. So when thousands of suns are there, we are not speaking about the heat, we speak about the light for now. How much effulgence will be there? So, the effulgence of this universal form that Krishna displayed to Arjuna is resembling the rising of thousands and thousands of suns. Divi Surya Sahasrasya, Surya Sahasra. Surya himself is the source of all heat and light. He is the best of all luminaries. He is a representative of Krishna amongst the luminaries, yesterday we discussed. Right? And thousands of suns. Bhaved Yugapaduttita. यदि भाह सदृशी सस्याद् भासस्तस्य महात्मनः. सो द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म इज शाइनिंग विद द एफल्जेंस ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ सन्स. व्हाट कृष्णा डिस्प्ले टू अर्जुन वाज इनडिस्क्राइबल. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू डिस्क्राइब. येट संजय इज ट्राइंग टू गिव ए मेंटल पिक्चर एंड दैट टू ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग टू धृतराष्ट्र हु डज नॉट हैव आईज. ओके, ही इज जस्ट गिविंग ए मेंटल पिक्चर. ही क्लोज्ड हिज आईज एंड मेडिटेटिंग. And Dhritarashtra, although he opened his eyes, he doesn't have eyes. He cannot see. So now he has to tell what exactly Arjuna was seeing. That is unimaginable, inconceivable, indescribable. But they are making, Sanjay is making his feeble attempt to describe in some way. Some resemblance he is giving. So neither Sanjaya nor Dhritarashtra were present. But Sanjaya, by the grace of Vyasa, could see what happened. Thus he now compares the situation as far as it can be understood. To an imaginable phenomena, thousands of suns. But probably thousands of suns put together also may not match the effulgence of the universal form. But he just said like that. Some comparison has to be given, right? How beautiful he is. He is as beautiful as moon. Maybe he is more beautiful than the moon. But a comparison is given. So in such comparison, sometimes the real greatness of the object may not be completely revealed. Or sometimes there could be exaggeration also. That's how comparisons are. So the object which you are describing, the person or Krishna, for example, especially spiritual subject matters, you are describing Krishna by comparing Krishna's beauty or qualities with something pleasant in this world. But those comparisons always fall short. Or you are describing a normal human being. How great he is. I went to my relative's house. His house is like Indra Bhavan. It's not like Indra Bhavan, definitely. But there's an exaggeration there. In comparisons, there is some exaggeration. In comparisons, sometimes there is not accurate presentation, right? Because you don't find an element which is matching the greatness of the object you are describing. So, some indication is given. And generally people understand, oh, so that's how it's great.
तत्रैकस्थं जगत्कृत्स्नं प्रविभक्तं अनेकधाम् अपश्यद्देवदेवस्य
शरीरे
पाण्डवस्तदा.
एट्
द टैम् अर्जुन कुड् सी इन् द यूनिवर्सल् फार्म् द अन्लिमिटेड् एक्स्पेन्शन्स् आफ् द यूनिवर्स् सिचुएटेड् इन् वन् प्लेस् आल् दो डिवैडेड् इन् टु मेनि मेनि थौसण्ड्स्. कृष्ण हेस् अन्लिमिटेड् एक्स्पेन्शन्स्. They are there throughout the universe and Krishna just brought all of them together and then presented at one place. Everything in the universe is seen at one place as various parts of the body of the universal form. And so many details are there. 14th sloka. ततः सविस्मयाविष्टो हृष्टरोमा धनञ्जयः प्रणम्य शिरसा देवं कृताञ्जलिरभाषत. ततः सविस्मयाविष्टो, अर्जुनस् रियाक्षन् आफ्टर् सीयिङ्ग् दिस् फार्म् इस् Vismaya avishta. Avishta means overwhelmed or overtaken by vismaya. Vismaya means astonishment. He was overwhelmed with wonder. Hrishta Roma Dhananjaya, and his bodily hairs are standing on end. Pranamya Sirasa Devam, he bowed down in front of the Lord. In front of the universal form, he was offering obeisances. Kritanjali Rabhashata, and he folded his hands. Abhashata, he started speaking out. Now we will see Arjuna's realization as described by Sanjaya after seeing the universal form. What's the time? How much time?
9:10.
Okay. Shall I continue? We'll continue Arjuna's realizations also. 15th verse onwards. Arjuna says, Pashyami devam stava deva dehe.
Pashyami devam stava deva dehe.
Sarvam statha bhuta vishesha sanghan.
Sarvam statha bhuta vishesha sanghan.
Brahmanamisham kamalasanastham.
Brahmanamisham kamalasanastham.
Rishimsya sarvan uragamsya divyan.
Rishimsya sarvan uragamsya divyan.
These are some very nice shlokas that present Arjuna's realizations upon seeing the Vishwarupa. Some are descriptive, some are just displays of his emotions. Okay. Pashyami devam stava deva dehe. O deva, in your deha, in your body, I am able to see so many things. Pashyami devam stava deva dehe. Sarvam statha bhuta visesha sanghan. I am able to see bhuta visesha sanghan, all the groups of different categories of living entities, I am able to see in this one form. Dastava deva dehe, pashyami devam stava deva dehe, sarvam statha bhuta visesha sanghan, visesha sanghan. Very varieties of living entities he is able to see. Those include different demigods also. He says, Brahmanam isham kamalasanastham. I could see Brahma sitting on the lotus, kamalasana. Kamala Asana. Brahma is called Kamalasana because he sits on lotus. So Brahmanam Isham Kamalasanastam Isha. He is able to see Shiva also. Okay. Kamalasanastam. And Rishimscha Sarvan. Arjuna could see all the sages also. Uragamscha Divyan. Uragams means all the serpents. He was able to see serpents also. Divyan, they are all divine serpents. Okay. So like that, in one body of the Lord, in this Vishwarupa form, he is able to see all these varieties. Next. Aneka bahu daravaktra netram.
Aneka bahu daravaktra netram.
Pashyamitvam sarvatonantarupam.
Pashyamitvam sarvatonantarupam.
Nantam na madhyam na punastavadim.
Nantam na madhyam na punastavadim.
Na punastavadim. Pashyami Vishveshvara Vishwarupa.
Pashyami Vishveshvara Vishwarupam.
Aneka Bahudara Vaktra Netram. Aneka means unlimited. Bahu, arms, hands. Udara, bellies. Vaktra, faces. Netram, eyes. Aneka Bahudara Vaktra Netram. Pashyami Tvam Sarvato Anantarupam. I am able to see in this form, Pashyami Tvam, which is Anantarupa, which is unlimited form, I am able to see all this. I am able to see Anek, Bahu, Udara, Vaktra, Netram. Nantam, I can't see any end to this form. You see a person who is 6 feet tall, you see from top to bottom, the form is ending. Okay? You see a building, which may be 10 stories, you see from here, you just raise your head, okay, 10 story building is there, that's how it ends. But this form is unending. He is looking in all directions, everywhere this form is there. Right? Nantam na madhyam na punastavadim. If it is everywhere, you can't understand where is the beginning, where is the end, where is the middle. So nantam na madhyam na punastavadim pashyami Vishveshvara Vishwarupa. So, O Vishveshvara, O Lord of the entire universe, your Vishwarupa is unlimited. I am able to see hundreds and thousands of bellies and pahu, udara, vaktra, netram, all these things. Next. Kiritinam gadinam chakrinam cha.
Kiritinam gadinam chakrinam cha.
Tejo rashim sarvato diptimantam.
Tejo rashi sarvato diptimantam.
Pashyamitvam durniriksham samantat.
Pashyamitvam durniriksham samantat.
దీప్తానలార్కద్యుతిమప్రమేయం
దీప్తానలార్కద్యుతిమం
ప్రియమేయం అప్రమేయం కిరీటినం సో మెనీ కిరీటస్ క్రౌన్స్ ప్రాపర్ ఇట్స్ హెల్మెట్స్ సో మెనీ క్రౌన్స్ ఆర్ హెల్మెట్స్ హియర్స్ గదినం మేసిస్ గదాస్ చక్రిణం సో మెనీ డిస్క్స్ డిస్క్ వెపన్స్ తేజో రాశిం సర్వతో దీప్తిమంతం తేజో రాశిం ఇట్స్ ఏ గ్రేట్ అబోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్ సర్వతో దీప్తిమంతం దిస్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఇల్యూమినేటింగ్ ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్ తేజో రాశిం సర్వతో దీప్తిమంతం పశ్యామి త్వాం దుర్నిరీక్షం సమంత్యా నిరీక్ష మీన్స్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ వర్త్ సీయింగ్ ఆర్ దాట్ విచ్ ఈస్ వర్త్ మీన్స్ యూ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ దట్ నిరీక్షం దుర్నిరీక్ష మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు బిహోల్డ్ దట్ ఫామ్ ఓకే పశ్యామి త్వాం దుర్నిరీక్షం సమంతా ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దుర్నిరీక్షం ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు సీ హౌ ఈస్ అర్జున ఏబుల్ టు సీ బికాస్ కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ గివెన్ అర్జున దివ్య చక్షు సో పశ్యామి త్వాం దుర్నిరీక్షం సమంతాత్ వితౌట్ దట్ దివ్య చక్షు హీ కెనాట్ సీ సమంతాత్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ హీ ఈజ్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ దట్ దీప్తానలార్క ద్యుతిమ ప్రమేయం ఓకే దిస్ గ్లోయింగ్ ఫామ్ ఈస్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ అడాన్ విత్ వేరియస్ క్రౌన్స్ క్లబ్స్ అండ్ డిస్క్స్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ స్ప్రెడింగ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ సైడ్స్ దట్ ఎఫల్జెన్స్ లైక్ బ్లేజింగ్ ఫైర్ ఆర్ ఇమ్మెజరబుల్ రేడియన్స్ ఆఫ్ సన్ దీప్తానలార్క దీప్త అనల మీన్స్ ఫైర్ Arka means sun. Sun is glowing, how much high light it emanates, how much effulgence it emanates. Then big forest fire is there, how much light comes out of it. So like that much effulgence is coming from the universal form. Clear? 18th sloka. Tvamaksharam paramam veditavyam.
తమక్షరం పరమం వేదితవ్యం
త్వమస్య విశ్వస్య పరం నిధానం
తమస్య విశ్వస్య పరం నిధానం
త్వమవ్యయః శాశ్వత ధర్మగోప్త
త్వమవ్యయం శాశ్వత ధర్మగోప్త
సమ సనాతనస్త్వం పురుషం మతో మే
సనాతనస్త్వం పురుషం మతో మే
త్వమక్షరం దిస్ ఇస్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ప్రేయర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్స్ ఎ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ సో ఫార్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణస్ ఫామ్ నౌ There is a description of Krishna's supremacy. So in the 15th, 16th and 17th slokas, Arjuna described the universal form that he has seen. Now in the 18th sloka, Arjuna is expressing his conviction about Krishna's supremacy. An ordinary living being cannot display such a majestic form. Krishna, this unlimited form, aneka bahu dara vaktra netram pashyami tvam sarvato ananta rupam nantam navadhyam napunastavadim pashyami visveshwara vishwarupa and all this kiritinam gadinam chakrinam cha all this different forms that you see an ordinary person cannot display them so you must be the supreme lord so having this conviction that krishna is the supreme arjuna is revealing that conviction in the 18th shloka he says త్వం అక్షరం ఓ లార్డ్ యు ఆర్ అక్షర అక్షర మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ డిస్ట్రక్టబుల్ దట్ కెన్ బి ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ బట్ దిస్ ఈస్ త్వం అక్షరం యు ఆర్ ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ యు ఆర్ ఇండిస్ట్రక్టబుల్ యు ఆర్ నెవర్ డిటోరియరేటెడ్ త్వం అక్షరం పరమం యు ఆర్ ద సుప్రీం ప్రేమిబుల్ లార్డ్ వేదితవ్యం వేదితవ్య మీన్స్ బేసికల్లీ హీ ఈస్ ద నోయబుల్ పర్సన్ So he is the object of our knowledge. We can discuss more of it in the 13th chapter. But Krishna is Veditavyam. He is knowable. By whom? By people who seek liberation. All liberation seekers should know you only. Because you are the ultimate object of liberation. You are the ultimate giver of liberation. No one can liberate. Tvamasya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. And you are the ultimate basis. Param Nidhanam is the basis of the entire universe, the resting place of the universe, the shelter of the universe. The universe is completely dependent on you. So when you say Nidhanam, Param Nidhanam, this word comes in the Bhagavatam also, first canto, third chapter. Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam, especially in the fifth shloka. So Nidhanam means the abode or the treasure house, the storehouse. So all the universes, after their inhalation, they enter into Mahavishnu's body. So, Tvamasya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam means, this line is indicating Krishna's form as Mahavishnu, or Karanodika Sai Vishnu.
who is the abode or the final destination of all the universes after their annihilation. After the universes are destroyed, they enter back into Mahavishnu's body. That he became, thus he becomes the Param Vishva Nidhanam. Okay? Tvamasya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. Third line. Tvamavyaya Shashvata Dharma Gupta. O Lord, you are Avyaya, inexhaustible. And Shashvata, eternal, Dharma Gupta. Dharma Gupta means the person who maintains the religion. He is the one who inaugurates the religious principles, and he is the one who sustains them and maintains them. You remember from the sixth canto of Bhagavatam? What is that phrase? Dharmam ta sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So, dharma are eternal religious principles that are supposed to be followed by all human beings. That dharma is actually enacted by the Supreme Lord. Okay. So, you are the maintainer of eternal religion. Last line. Sanatanastvam purusham matome. You are Sanatana, eternal, ancient, primeval person. So, this is my opinion. Matome, this is my opinion. After seeing your universal form. So, in this way, Arjuna displayed, Arjuna shared his heartfelt realizations after seeing Krishna's beautiful form. Not beautiful form, very astonishing form. You may not always see it. Of course, it is beautiful in various ways, but it is ghastly also. It is invoking lot of fear also. 19th sloka. Anadi madhyantam anantavīryam.
Anadi madhyantam anantavīryam.
Anantabahum shashi surya netram.
Anantabahum shashi surya netram.
Pashyamitvam dipta dipta hutasha vaktram.
Pashyamitam dipta hutasha vaktram.
Svatejasa vishvamidam tapantam.
Svatejasa vishvamidam tapantam.
Anadi madhyantam. Anadi means no adi, no origin. No beginning. Madhya, no middle also. Antam, there is no ending also. No beginning, no middle, no end. Anadi madhyantam, anantavīryam, unlimitedly powerful. This form of this Ishwarupa. Anantabahum, sashishurya netram. Anantabahum means unlimited arms, unlimited hands. Sashishurya netram, sashi is moon, surya is sun. Shishurya Netra means the eyes of this Vishwarupa are sun and moon. Pashya, next, Ananta Bahum Shishurya Netra is over. Pashyamitvam, I am able to see this form. Deepta Hutasha Vaktram. So, Deepta means blazing. Hutasha Vaktram, fire coming out of your mouth. You see some of the pictures, paintings with so many faces with fire emanating. And in that fire, so many people are just burnt. Okay. So, Svatejasa Vishwamidam Tapantam, by your teja, by your effulgence, by your glory, this entire universe is filled with your radiance. Okay? So, he says, your strength is unlimited. So, in this way, he describes. There is no limit to the extent of six opulences of the Supreme Lord. Here and in many other places, there is repetition. But according to the scriptures, repetition of the glories of Krishna is not just literary weakness. It is said that at a time of bewilderment or wonder or of great ecstasy, statements are repeated over and over. Why Arjuna is describing similar things? Aneka, 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 aneka bahu, he mentioned, right? Again, aneka bahu comes here. Ananta bahum, earlier aneka bahum. 16th sloka says aneka bahu. 19th sloka says ananta bahu. Both are same. But that repetition is expression of wonder. 20th sloka. Dvav, dvav aprithivyor idamantaram hi.
Dvav aprithivyor idamantaram hi.
Vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvah.
Vyaptam tvayaikena dishascha sarvah.
Drishtvadbhutam rupamugam ugram tavedam.
Drishtvadbhutam rupamugram tavedam.
Lokatrayam pravyathitam mahatman.
Lokatrayam pravyathitam mahatman.
This is 20th sloka. Although you are one, you spread throughout the sky and the planets and the space between. Dvav aprithivyor idam antaram cha. Dvav means the heaven, the sky. Prithivi is earth. Antaram cha, the middle part.
means everywhere you are spread. Okay, Arjuna is able to see all that. Now if you are standing here, you can't see, what is there in the heavenly planet now. So Arjuna was able to see entire thing in the universe at one place, because he was given Divya Chakshu. Next. Vyaptam Tvayaikena Dishascha Sarvaha. You alone are spread throughout the universe, in the sky, in the earth, and in the middle, ether, everything is covered by you. Then Drishtvadbhutam Rupam Ugram Tavedam, and this Rupam is Ugram also, very terrible form, Bhayanaka, Ugra. So it's not very pleasant thing to look at. Okay. Lokatrayam Pravyathitam Mahantam, and Lokatrayam means all the three planetary systems, the middle, the upper and the lower planetary systems, all the three planetary systems are perturbed. Pravyathitam. Pravyathitam means they are totally perturbed. Mahatman, O Lord, your form is really causing terror in the people who are looking at it. And all the three worlds seems to be trembling. It's a ghastly display of your form. So Krishna's pleasant 200 form is not inspiring any fear in the hearts of the onlookers. But Vishwarupa can do it. Then, 21st sloka, he says, Amitvaham Amihitvam Sura Sangha Vishanti,
Amihitvam Sura Sangha Vishanti,
Kechid Bhitaha Pranjala Yogrinanti,
Kechid Bhitaha Pranjala Yogrinanti,
Swasti Tyuktva Maharshi Siddha Sangha,
Swasti Tyuktva Maharshi Siddha Sangha,
Stuvantitvam Stutibhi Pushkalabhi,
Stuvantitvam Stutibhi Pushkalabhi.
And all the hosts of demigods, they are Surasangha. See, Amihitvam Surasangha Vishanti. All the hosts of demigods are surrounding this form. And they are offering prayers to the form, the universal form. So the demigods are surrendering before the Lord and they are entering you. And some are praising you out of fear. Some people are praising the Lord. Kechit Bhitaha Pranjalayo Grananti. Pranjali means they are offering prayers with folded hands. Bhitaha, they are in fear also. When Krishna is standing in Vrindavan, none of the Vrajavasis are fearful of Krishna. But when Krishna displays his universal form, all the demigods are fearful. All the sages are also fearful. Swastiti uktva Maharshi Siddha Sangaha. Maharshi means great sages. Siddha means perfected beings. All these people also, they are offering praises. Swastiti uktva. They are praising and they are speaking swasti vachan. Okay. Hosts of sages and perfected beings are doing swasti, all peace, let there be peace. It seems too ghastly, let there be peace. They are praying by singing Vedic hymns, swasti vachan. Stavanti tvam stutibhi pushkalabhi, Vedic hymns. 22nd shloka. Rudraditya vishvaso vishvavo ye cha siddhyam.
Rudraditya vasavo ye cha sadhyam.
Rudraditya vasavo ye cha sadhyam.
Rudraditya vasavo ye cha sadhyam.
Vishveshvinau marutas choshramam choshma pascha.
Vishveshvinau marutas choshma pascha.
Gandharva yaksha sura siddha sangham.
Gandharva yaksha sura siddha sangham.
Vikshante tvam vismitascheiva sarve.
Vikshante tvam vismitascheiva sarve.
Rudra, Aditya, Vasus, and Ashvina, Maruta. So many personalities are there. Shiva, Adityas, Vasus, Sadhyas, Vishwadevas, the Ashwini Kumaras, the Maruts, the forefathers, Pitris, the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, and other perfected beings, they are all beholding you in great wonder. So Arjuna could see all these big demigods also in the display. Next. Rupam Mahatte Bahuvaktranetram.
Rupam Mahatte Bahuvaktranetram.
Mahabaho Bahubahurupadam.
Mahabaho Bahubahurupadam.
Bahudaram Bahudamstrakaralam.
Bahudaram Bahudamstrakaralam.
Drishtvalokaha Pravyathitastathaham.
Drishtvalokaha Pravyathitastathaham.
Rupam Mahatte Bahuvaktranetram. Again Arjuna is describing. This Rupam is Mahat. Very great form. Bahu Vaktra Netram, so many Vaktras, so many faces are there. Netram, so many eyes are there. Mahabaho, so many arms. Bahu Bahu Rupadam. Bahu Bahu means so many hands. Uru, so many thighs. Padam, so many legs. Bahudaram, so many bellies. Bahu Damstrakaralam, so many teeth, many teeth. Drishtva Lokah Pravyathitas Tadartham. Seeing all this, this terrible teeth and terrible legs and so many other displays, limbs of your universal form, the demigods are disturbed. They were fearful. They are totally perturbed. 24th sloka. Navaspraśam Deeptamanekavarnam.
Navaspraśam Deeptamanekavarnam.
Vyattananam, Vyattananam Deepta Vishalanetram.
Vyattananam Deepta Vishalanetram.
Drishtvahitvam Pravyathitantaratmam.
Drishtvahitvam Pravyathitantaratmam.
Dhritim Navindami Samam Chavishno.
Dhritim Navindami Samam Chavishno.
Navaspraśam Deeptamanekavarnam. Nabha is sky. Sprisham means this form is touching the sky. Deeptam, very effulgent, glowing form. Aneka varanam, so many colors are displayed. Vyattananam, deepta vishalanetram. And he has gapping mouths. Vishalanetram, greatly glowing eyes. And drishtva hitvam pravyathitantaratma, my antaratma, my mind. He is totally perturbed by seeing this form. Dhritam navindami samam cha Vishnu. I can no longer maintain my steadiness. Dhriti is steadiness or equilibrium. I am unable to maintain the equilibrium of my mind. It's too much. When you are too agitated, when you are too much subjected to astonishment, you cannot function normally. You cannot think normally. You can't be peaceful. You become so restless. That's what Arjuna is experiencing now. I am unable to maintain my steadiness anymore. I'm unable to handle this vision. Then he says, Damstrakarala nichate mukhani.
Damstrakarala nichate mukhani.
Drishtvaiva kala nalasannibhani.
Drishtvaiva kala nalasannibhani.
Dishona jane nalabhe chasharma.
Dishona jane nalabhe chasharma.
Prasida devesha jagannivasa.
Prasida devesha jagannivasa.
Damstrakarala nichate mukhani. Damstra means his teeth. Karalani. They are very terrible, very much invoking terror and fear in the heart of people who are looking at him. Damstra karala nichate mukhani. Your mukha, your faces are also invoking a lot of fear. Drishtva kalanala sannibhani. I can also see kalanala, the fire of death. Kal is death. Anala is fire. The fire of death I can see. Dishaha dishona jane nalabhecha sharma. You see, I cannot keep my balance seeing this blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions I am bewildered. Dishona jane nalabhecha sharma. Prasida devesha jagannivasa. O jagannivasa, O lord of universe, O shelter of the universe. Jagannivasa means, nivasa is shelter. Okay, a place for dwelling. Jagannivasa means the lord is the shelter of the universe. All the universes are there within his body. Okay. So, Prasida Devesha Jagannivasa, O Lord, please show your grace. I am unable to behold this anymore. Basically, he is saying, please stop this display, multi-dimensional display that you are showing. I am unable to behold it anymore. So, and Arjuna described this Kala Rupa, the form of time. So, this is called Kala Rupa. Trishtva Kala Nala Sannibhani. So, this is the form of the Lord. And Krishna told Arjuna that he can see whatever Arjuna wishes to see. And this indicates that see in my body the future outcomes of the war also. So far, Arjuna described his astonishment, he offered his prayers, and he described how Krishna is supreme, and he described the Kala Rupa of the Lord, which caused a destruction and fear in everyone. And now, Arjuna is going to see the future outcomes of the war. After Kurukshetra war, what's going to happen? That Krishna will kindly display in front of Arjuna in the next 5 slokas. 26th sloka. Ami chatvam
Amichatvam Dhritarashtrasya Putraham
Amichatvam Dhritarashtrasya Putraham
Sarvesa Haiva Vanipala Sanghaihi
Sarvesa Haiva Vanipala Sanghaihi
Bhishmo Dronah Suta Putrastathasau
Bhishmo Dronah Suta Putrastathasau
Sahasati Sahasmadiyair Apiyodha Mukhyaihi
Sahasmadiyair Apiyodha Mukhyaihi.
So Arjuna is able to see all the sons of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, Dushyasana and others. And not only them, Bhishma, Drona, Sutaputras, Karana, Tathasav, all these people, there, and many other Yodha Mukhyaha, so many chief soldiers, they are all rushing into the fearful mouths of this universal form. Means they are going to die very soon. Vaktrani te tvaramana vishanti.
Vakrani te tvaramana vishanti.
Damshtrakaralani
bhayanakani. Damshtrakaralani bhayanakani.
Kechit vilagna dishanan dishanantareshu.
Kechit vilagna dishanantareshu.
Sandrishyante churnitair uttamangaihi.
Sandrishyante churnitair uttamangaihi.
So I am able to see all these great personalities and other warriors in the battlefield, they are entering your fearful mouths. And some I see trapped with their heads smashed between your teeth. So they are entering the fire which is emanating from the Lord's mouth. And the teeth are also terrible. They are sometimes being crushed in between those teeth. So like that, basically, Arjuna could see the outcome of Kurukshetra war. And the outcome is the destruction of so many prominent warriors and many other soldiers also. So he did not see himself, he did not see Pandavas. He only saw all these other people who are standing against him, and on his side also he saw some people. 28th shloka.
Yathanadinam
bahavam
buvegaham Yathanadinam bahavam
buvegaham Samudrameva vimukhadravanti
Samudrameva vimukhadravanti
Tathatvami naralokavira
Tathatvamami naralokavira
Vishanti vaktranya abhivinja abhivijvalanti
Tavashanti vaktranya abhijalanti
Yathanadinam Bahavo Ambu Vega, there are so many rivers. With great force, all these rivers flow towards the ocean. Okay? Although so many obstacles come on the path of these rivers, they will somehow manage to reach the ocean and merge into the ocean. Samudram eva abhimukhadravanti. They flow in the direction where ocean is there. Samudram eva abhimukhadravanti. Tatha tavami naraloka veera. In the same way, as rivers go into the ocean, I can see all these great, great warriors entering into your blazing mouths. Okay? This is how Arjuna is seeing. 29th shloka. Yatha pradeeptam jvalanam patanga.
Yatha pradeeptam jvalanam patanga.
Vishanti nashasya samruddha vega.
Vishanti nashasya samruddha vega.
Tathaiva nashaya vishanti loka.
Tathaiva nashaya vishanti loka.
Tavapi vaktrani samruddha vega.
Tavapi vaktrani samruddha vega.
Yatha pradeeptam jvalanam patanga. I see people rushing full speed into your mouths, just like patanga, the moths dash into the blazing fire. So there are moths, a certain insect is called moths. They see fire and they get attracted by this vision. They get attracted by this glow of the fire and they just rush into the fire and they will die there. Similarly, all these warriors also are entering into the fire, emanating from the Lord's mouths. Okay. So, yatha pradeeptam jvaranam patangaha. So, a moth will enter the fire only to meet its destruction. Similarly, all these warriors are also entering the fire coming from the mouth of the Lord to meet their destruction. So, vishanti nashasya samruddha vegaha. With full force. So, this is the destination of non-devotees. Non-devotees who do not abide by the instructions of the Lord, they have to undergo this kind of experience. Next sloka, 30th sloka. Le lelihyase ग्रसमानः समन्तात् लोकान् समग्रान् वदनैर्ज्वलद्भिः तेजो तेजोभिरारूप्य जगत् समग्रम् भासस्तवोग्राः प्रतपन्ति विष्णोः इन् दिस् श्लोक अर्जुन सेट् टु पॉइंट्स् He said, I see you devouring all these people from all sides from your flaming mouths. Leli hiyase grasamanaha samantar lokan samagran vadanair jvalat bhi. Vadanair jvala, vadana means face, jvala means fire emanating from the face. In the fire emanating from your face, you are devouring everyone. Okay, you are burning everyone. Next, tejobhir arupya apurva apurya jagat samagram. So your effulgence is spread all over the universe by your terrible scorching rays burning it up. O Vishnu. So people are entering the Lord's mouth, which is emanating fire, and they're dying. And the Lord's effulgence is going out and then causing destruction. Fine. So in both ways, covering all the universe with your effulgence, you are manifest with terrible scorching rays. So people are entering the Lord's mouth to burn. And the Lord's effulgence is coming out and scorching the whole universe. That's how the Lord is tormenting everyone. So these are all future outcomes of war. And the last shloka in this series, Arjuna says. Arjuna doesn't say. Arjuna has these questions now. He's not expelling his experience anymore. He's just asking questions.
Akhyahimeko bhavanugrarupo.
Akhyahimeko bhavanugrarupo.
नमोस्तु ते देव वर प्रसीद
नमोस्तु ते देव वर प्रसीद
विजन्तुमिच्छामि भवन्तमाद्यम्
विजन्तुमिच्छामि भवन्तमाद्यम्
नहि प्रजानामि तव प्रवृत्तिम्
नहि प्रजानामि तव प्रवृत्तिम्
सो फाइनली अर्जुन सेज आई ऑफर माय रेस्पेक्ट्स अनटू यू ओ लॉर्ड वर प्रसीद प्लीज शो सम मर्सी अपॉन मी सो यू आर सो फियर्स ऑफ फॉर्म Please tell me who you are. Okay. I offer my obeisances unto you. Please be gracious to me. You are the primeval Lord. I want to know more about you. For I do not know what your mission is. So you are Ugra Rupa. Please be gracious on me. Prasida. And I have two questions. Who are you in this ferocious form? And what is your purpose? What is your mission? What are you trying to accomplish? Okay. So with these questions Arjuna ended. From 32nd verse onwards, Krishna gives his reply to Arjuna. He will reveal, who am I? Basically, he will say, Kalosmi loka kshet krit pravruddho. Whatever form that you have seen of me and you have described so nicely in the last several verses, from 19th verse onwards, that is my Kala Rupa. Kalosmi, I am the Kala, time factor, who have come to destroy everyone. All that we will discuss in the next session. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.